the White House has confirmed that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Donald Trump on Monday, marking the third encounter between the two leaders since Trump returned to office in January. This high-stakes meeting comes amid a U.S.-brokered 60-day Gaza ceasefire proposal that we've been chatting about. And Washington is reportedly pressing Netanyahu on Gaza, Iran, Syria, and regional normalization. He's even putting pressure on Netanyahu's corruption trial. Well, with me to chat more about this, I'm joined on the line from Israel by Yigal Marcus, who is the director of the Republicans Overseas Israel. Yigal, thanks so much for chatting with us. Trump's call for Netanyahu to end the war, do you see it as political pressure or sincere strategy?
Well, first of all, it's great being with you again, and I appreciate these interviews a lot. So I don't think it's political pressure. I don't think that you have seen leaders of the free world work as closely together as you're seeing and you have seen these past few weeks through the 12-day war, and really since Trump has become reelected president. It's very much fortuitous, or as we would say in our neck of the woods, bashert, that Trump lost the last election and won this election. Because can you imagine what would have been had anyone but Donald Trump been there? But I don't think it's political pressure. I think what it is, you know, the president is going to put on the outward pressure in order for Hamas to realize that he's putting pressure on Bibi, and this is the best deal they're going to get. All right. So the outward impression that he wants to convey to the world is, yeah, I want to put pressure. And when Bibi puts together a deal, which, by the way, Bibi agreed to the deal that Witkoff, the latest version of the deal, it just shows, again, a negotiating tactic to say, this is the best you're going to get. Take the deal. Otherwise, it ain't going to be good for you guys.
I mean,
The alliance, though, is stronger than ever.
I was going to ask you if you think Trump has leverage over Netanyahu, but you're obviously saying yes.
Well, I don't think it's leverage. You know, Trump loves winners. You know, he likes strength. And what Bibi did to launch the 12-day war was something that we haven't seen in many generations in terms of the courage that it took to launch that war with the unknown of whether America would help it and the unknown of exactly what Israel would get back in terms of retaliation from Iran. So Trump very much likes and respects strength. Israel right now is the superpower in the Middle East and maybe then some, but certainly in the Middle East. And Trump wants to recreate the Middle East with that in mind. And so I don't think it's leverage. You know, had Bibi, you know, and what we've provided, what we being Israel has provided to the U.S. in terms of intelligence and everything else, really did deliver a great victory, another great victory for Donald Trump and his foreign policy agenda. And so I don't think it's leverage. I think it's a legitimate joint vision of what can be in the wake of this war.
Yigal, you said that Bibi launched the war with Iran and it was unknown to him that America would help Israel. I mean, I was trying to unpack that with all the interviews that I did at the time. Do you think that Bibi really didn't know that America was going to support it? Do you think America was not silently aware of everything that was happening from day one and Trump was silently supporting Netanyahu from day one?
Yeah, no, I think Trump was absolutely supportive of Netanyahu. He gave us every weapon that we needed that we could physically carry on our, you know, in our arsenal. So there's absolutely no question that Trump has been incredibly supportive. But Trump has also got a part of the Republican Party, and it's a very small but vociferous part of the party that are more, and allies of his, that are more isolationist. And so it wasn't clear if the Tucker Carlson wing of the party that some very close advisors of him share, a world outlook with, would have more of an influence on Trump. And that really meant not getting involved. You know, give Israel what it needs, but do not get involved. Do not put any American lives at risk. And so I really do believe that Bibi made the decision to do this with the unknown about whether America would come in. And if not, there were other ways to deal with things like Ferdo, but that would have cost more Israeli lives. And so I really don't believe that he knew that for certain that America would come and deal with that problem. But obviously, everyone is very happy that he did, and it was a great, great victory for civilization.
Now, come Monday, Netanyahu is going to be meeting with Trump. It is expected that he's going to advocate sovereignty over Judea and Samaria during his visit. In your view, how might this realist policy clash with U.S. political interests?
Well, I don't think anybody really believes that a Palestinian state is possible in this generation. They lack... I mean, aside from what happened on October 7th and rewarding terror, they lack the fundamentals of statehood. They don't have an economy. They don't have resources, natural resources, or anything else that can support an economy. They don't have strong institutions of government. They have very high crime, and of course they have a thing called terror, which seems to be the thrust of that organization. So I think Trump is one of these presidents that is a realist. We've been saying the same thing for 78 years in terms of this idea of a Palestinian state that has not worked and won't work. And I think he's a realist. So his vision, I think, is going to be different than being in Trump. Trump's vision is going to be different. I think he legitimately wants to solve the problem that the Palestinian people have. They are unfortunately victims of their government, the corrupt government, and the terrorists around them. I think he wants to help them, and I think that's a good thing. But I think he wants pragmatic, practical solutions that can be executed in a way which is good for them, but also protects the Jewish state. Trump knows we cannot allow a terrorist state in the heartland of Israel, because the October 7th will happen again, God forbid. And if it happens in the heartland of Israel, where you have, 20-minute or 30-minute access to Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and up the entire coast, that's not doable for any state. So I think they're going to work creatively to figure out what else can be done, what other options are there to try to really help the Palestinian people, but not threaten the Jewish state and its inhabitants at the same time.
Yigal, Trump has also publicly urged action on Netanyahu's corruption trial. Does U.S. interference in Israeli domestic politics represent a new frontier in America-Israel relations? I love the sigh.
It's a sigh. For those who didn't hear me, it's a sigh. I personally am not a supporter of President Trump getting involved in internal Israeli politics. Do I think this case, if you listen to Alan Dershowitz, is the case against Bibi something that would ever be adjudicated in the United States of America? Absolutely not. He never would have been charged. Are there a lot of political, motivations behind him being charged? Absolutely. It's overt and it's clear. I don't think it's healthy for any president to come in and to exert any kind of pressure on them. But I do think that it's critically important for people to realize that, witch hunts happen, and he was, he being President Trump was a great, great victim of many, many witch hunts, and he's tired of it. And he's right about that. I just don't think that he should be sanctioning. I don't know a lot of rumors about what he's going to do, but I think he should stay out. He made his opinion very clear, which I think is fine, but I wouldn't, continue that. That would be a mistake, and I don't think it's healthy for anybody for that to happen.
And lastly, of course, we're going to be watching Monday's meeting. What do you think is going to come out of it?
I think there's more to meet the eye than just Hamas, because we already agreed, we being Bibi Netanyahu, already agreed to the 60-day
ceasefire.
I think there's going to be discussion about a longer term plan. I think they're going to think about how to again creatively solve this Palestinian challenge that we have in terms of how to create a better future for the a few million Palestinians without threatening Israel. I do think they have to have a discussion about Iran and coming up with the next policy on Iran, which is going to be, I think, critical. And of course, the Abraham Accords. and how we can expand them quickly and ultimately to the benefit of everybody. You know, it's an amazing thing. I was speaking to a friend of mine just over the weekend. You know, hopefully we get these hostages out very, 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 very soon. And when those hostages come out and they look around, they're going to see a very different world. They're going to see a world without Hamas. They're going to see a world without Hezbollah, without Syria, with a neutralized Iran, and peace sprouting all around them. That's an incredible thing, and they're going to be like, what in the world happened there? And it's happening around them. So I think they really want to add jet fuel to that, let that grow, come up with a plan, and really get going, because these two people, Bibi Netanyahu and President Trump, really have the ability, a historic opportunity, to create a Middle East that a few months ago nobody would have ever imagined.
It certainly is an interesting time in which we live, which was actually a Chinese curse. But following on from what you say, Yigal, please God the hostages do come out, and that they come out soon. And that's where everyone's attention is focused on at the moment. So we'll be monitoring Monday's meeting between Netanyahu and Trump. And Yigal Marcus, Director, Republicans Overseas Israel, thank you so much for weighing in on your opinion and your insight. We really do appreciate it.